Ladies and gentlemen, the Sands Hotel is proud to present the star of our show.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, for your further listening pleasure...
Are you ready for star time? Are you ready for star time? All right, let's bring to the stage...
Mr. Personality himself, singing Personality.
Over and over, I tried to prove my love to you. Over and over, what more can I do? Over and over, my friend says I'm a fool. But over and over, I'll be a fool for you. 'Cause you've got
personality.
Walk
personality.
Talk
personality.
Smile
personality.
Charm
personality.
Love
personality.
And plus you got a great fool for you.
Over and over.
Now over.
Over and over.
And over.
Over and over.
What more can I do? 'Cause you've got
personality.
Walk.
Personality.
Talk.
Personality.
Smile.
Personality.
Charm.
Personality.
Love.
Personality.
And plus you've got a great big heart. Now over.
Over and over.
And over.
Over and over.
Whoa, I'll be a fool for you. Now over.
Over and over.
And over.
Over and over.
What more can I do? Whoa, 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 over. I said that I loved you. Over and over. Honey, 'cause it's the truth. Over and over. They still says I'm a fool. But over, I'll be a fool for you. 'Cause you've got
personality.
Walk
personality.
Talk
personality.
Smile
personality.
Charm
personality.
Love
personality.
Plus you got a great big heart. Now over.
Over and over.
And over.
Over and over.
Whoa, I'll be a fool for you.
Over and over.
Now over.
Over and over.
And over. What more can I do?
And hello. Welcome to another edition of Amateur Hour here on CKUW 95.9 FM. Today we're joined with Ben from Classical Gas Emissions, one of our favorite blogs for this particular program. We stole from it for many a year until I had the guts enough to ask Ben to come on the show and share all these goodies with us.
That was a few years ago already.
Yeah. This has been multiple times. This has been like your third or fourth time on this program.
No, this is like my sixth or seventh.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
We did a Christmas special.
Oh,
last
yeah,
time.
You're right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. The Christmas special.
Oh, God, that was bad.
Yeah. That was. Yeah. And you know, we did like, you know, majority eight tracks.
Yeah.
We were supposed to do, like, just a whole show on Bridge Over Troubled
yes.
Water, as I recall.
We still got to plan that.
We still got to do that.
Yeah.
Because it's... They're all bad. but for those who somewhat aren't aware, maybe they're new listeners, I don't know, maybe we can talk a little about the blog and, like, how it all began. You're like me. You go to a thrift store
yeah.
or a garage sale or something, and instead of picking out, like, the best thing there, you look at, like, something that's crazy. Yeah.
Something stuffed in a box underneath yeah. a bench or something. They got a whole bunch of old tapes from their yeah. grandfather. And
yeah. Or even yeah. maybe grandpa made a vanity album.
Yeah.
And then you're just like, oh, my God.
Or they're selling their teenager stuff and they did their home recordings in their basement or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you and this is different than me and you. Like, sometimes I'll just get medias. I'll get, like, you know, CDs or tapes
mm-hmm.
or records. You will get, like, people's computers
yep.
that they've done, like, audio tracks on. And,
yep.
like, you'll get everything.
Oh,
and
yes.
you'll make it work.
Yep.
So you actually play detective. Well, I'm too lazy. I'll just wait for, you know, someone to send me these things. You will just actually find, like, you'll forensically find the
yeah.
worst songs.
Yeah, I
you
picked
possibly
up,
can't.
I picked up a computer once, and it was some teenager recording cover songs and things like that, and they were all unmixed.
Yeah.
So I took them and I mixed them together, mixed all the guitar tracks and vocal tracks together, put effects on them, and he was absolutely awful, but he was a nice polished awful.
But you actually mixed it for this kid.
Yeah.
Oh my God, he should be paying you. Well, this is awesome. And if anybody wants to check out the blog, it's classicalgasemissions.com. But you've been busy, right?
Yeah, I've been busy all summer, just basically doing renovations around the home and stuff like that. But I try to, you know, find time to put something up. So I visited a total of 2 thrift stores this past summer. Well, not a total of 2 thrift stores. I visit thrift stores all the time. But there was 2 significant ones where I picked up huge stacks of tapes and CDs and things. One was in Ashern, Manitoba, and one was in Swift Current, Saskatchewan.
And yes, one can imagine from being in those places. I've been to both, and I'm like, wow, they just...
They
must have gold there.
Yeah, the mountain of stuff I had in the Swift Current one was just incredible. I had to like put a whole bunch of stuff back, and then when I got it home, I listened to it and see what I can use, what I can't. What I can't use, I just throw away.
So you're actually now you're nitpicking some of the stuff because it's...
I've always nitpicked.
But you've brought the creme to the creme today for us so we can hear it.
Yep.
First off, this tape right here, Cadence... Yep.
Candace.
Yeah,
Candace.
Kate.
Candace Struck is her name.
I know. And the album's called
Struck on You.
Struck on You. Oh my. Okay. Yep. So there's obviously a religious angle to this.
No, I don't think so. I think she's just 13 years old doing a bunch of country music covers.
So, but I see there's a couple gospels in here, but yeah, I guess, side two is more of the gospel section, but she does do a Beatles song.
And a cover of The Rose, which is, I think, is the second most covered song ever.
Yeah. Other than Bridge.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah, this is amazing.
Yeah, so she did a cover of Daddy's Hands, and, Holly Dunn, the original person who did that song, actually passed away yesterday, so I figured we'd give her a nice spin before we send her into the grave.
Cool, and we're going to follow that up with Carl Fix's House of the Rising Sun.
Oh, more like Carl Broken.
Yeah?
Yeah, he did a cover of Lodi by CCR on here, too, which is pretty terrible, but House of the Rising Sun was... Ugh. Man.
Yeah. And it's also like, you know, one of those ones that's just like just covered by everybody these days.
Yeah.
So Candace is from Vegreville, Alberta, and Carl Fix from like mixed at least in Regina, Saskatchewan.
Yeah.
Oof. Okay. So we're gonna give this a whirl.
Yeah.
Some country songs from the prairies here. Here's Candace and Carl Fix. Here on Amateur Hour, we're as good and worse even better. CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
And left them marked. love in Daddy's hands. Daddy's hands. Soft and kind when I was crying. Daddy's hands. Hard as steel when I done wrong. Daddy's hands were always gentle, but I come to understand there was always love in Daddy's hands. Yes, there was always love in Daddy's hands.
Well, there is a house in New Orleans.
Fixing to die right there.
Yep.
Oh, you're listening to Amateur Hour. Bad is good, more seem better. Our guest today, Ben from Classical Gas Emissions, sharing all his amazing thrift finds. These ones from Swift Current. Were those last ones from Swift Current?
Yeah, I think both of these were from Swift Current. I don't remember. I think most of the stuff is from Swift Current. We'll get to the Astron stuff.
So I'd like to know what, you know, where Carl Fix is, if he's playing like one of those, you know, outside Regina dirt malls.
Oh, he's
right now.
Oh, he's probably a legend in, over in Regina there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then we're getting to Jack Patton. Who is reminding me of Jack Palance somehow with this picture, anyway.
I can't figure out which way to display this album cover. Yeah. Like,
of course. Yeah, you put a landscape picture on a on like a wide shot. It's like it's not quite working. It's just him in an upside down horse. But
yeah,
Jack Patton.
Yeah, I can't understand a single thing he's singing, but I just absolutely love him. He just makes Terrible so much more enjoyable.
Yeah.
The album was produced by a guy named Billy Strange.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah, so yeah. I guess he got the right guy for that.
So, this looks just awesome. So, we're going to give that a whirl.
Yep.
And his version of Ghost Riders in the Sky. So, again, we all know the words, so this will be a good exercise for us.
Yeah, see if you can remember them.
Yeah. And then also, coming in the heels of, well, I guess back in September, we did a awesome Schools Back show where we featured a lot of, schools will make their own albums with a bunch of the kids from different grades.
Yeah.
And you found this one from Central School in where? Central School where?
I don't know. That's the problem.
It's just called Central School Rocks 2008.
Yep.
So a pretty recent edition.
I think that's from Saskatchewan as well.
Yeah. So that's Central. So if anybody knows where, but it was recorded by Ken Friesen. So that just narrows it down to the Mennonite communities in all of the Greater Prairies.
He did a great job recording it, but it's just going to drive the rest of the listeners away. I guarantee this. That song is just.
So what are we playing? Rockin' around the hall.
Whatever it says in the inlay there.
Rockin' around the hound dog's blue suede shoe bag. That's what it says.
Shoe bag, huh? I got a different word for that.
The shoe bag. Okay, all right. We're going to give that a whirl, and we'll be back with even more classical gas emissions finds here on Amateur Hour, where bad is good and worse is even better. CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
An old cowpoke come riding out one dark and windy day. Upon a ridge he rested as he rode along his way. When all at once the fire he heard a red-eyed busy thorn a-blowing through a ragged sky. Up the cloudy draw. In the eye. The brand was still on fire and the hoops were made of steel. The horns were black and shiny and the heart threatened to feel. A ball of fear went through him as they tempted through the sky. He saw the riders coming hard. He heard their mournful cry. The faces gone, their eyes were blur, the shirts all soaked and wet. They're trying hard to catch that herd, but they ain't caught them yet. For they've got the right to remember all the range up in the sky. On horses towards fire, as they ride on here to cry. By him he heard that
call his name.
If you want to save your soul from hell, arise on our range. The cowboy changed the ways today, or with us you will ride. A time to catch that devil's herd across these endless skies.
Rocking around.
Oh, yeah.
Central School. Wow, that was interesting. It was just, they were singing. Well, yeah, whatever, their version singing.
Yeah, they took all the tone-deaf kids and the tone-deaf recorder players and put them into
one
song.
Put them together. Just combining best of both worlds together for your enjoyment. The Central School. Central, we don't know where. There could be Mennonites. That's their biggest clue. But I'm pretty sure it's Canadian.
Yeah.
Probably in the prairies if you picked it up in... Do you pick this one up in...
I don't know where I got that one from. Yeah. I think this might be a Saskatchewan one as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like the home-drawn cover. I like that.
That's the best part of this, I think.
Yeah, the rest is all garbage. I mean, you can't listen to that nonstop.
Yeah. We got some more from your endeavors.
Yeah, a couple of short ones, but...
Major Conrad Flaps.
Oh
man.
Yeah.
What is going on in that cover?
The cover, he looks like Ronald McDonald went to pilot school and...
No,
he's holding up a hula hoop.
Yeah. He had to get a new job after the whole clown scare thing. Oh. So he decides to become a crop dusting pilot. And ultimately ends up a children's performer. And that is your story with Conrad Flapp.
Yeah, and people are scared of him now because of the whole clown scare. People running around in clown costumes.
So he's holding up like a hula hoop.
Yeah.
Because that's what the world is about. The world in a flap is the title. Oh, jeez. Oh, my God. Okay, so what's the song for this one?
What is it?
Sakura?
Sakura.
Yeah.
Sakura? I don't know. I think he's supposed to, he's singing about Japan or something.
He's got a song called The Russian. Okay, so yeah, it's Around the World song. Song's about around the world. I don't know what he's doing.
Yeah.
But he can't get there in his crop dusting suit. I know that.
Yeah. I don't think he even knows what he's doing on that album.
Yeah, he's flying. The kids are trying to follow him. It's kind of a scary Pied Piper back cover here. Yeah. Anyway.
They said Pee Wee Herman was bad.
Oh, okay. So we're only going to get 1 minute of that, so that's okay.
Yeah,
And then, this is my favorite title ever. My God is so big.
Yeah, My God is so big. How about we list some other big things? The Eiffel Tower, bananas, and of course, God.
Yes, God is big.
Yeah. God, my God is so big.
Yeah, it's so big. I know if there was a T in there, it could.
Yeah, we'd be kicked off the air.
Yeah. Okay. So we're gonna play that, and then we'll be back with even more shenanigans from Classical Gas Emissions here on Amateur Hour, CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Why does Japan look so pink? Cherry blossoms everywhere. As far as I can see.
Okay, all right. We gotta get this. This is for kids.
Yes.
This is for kids. This is what it... This is terrifying.
Floating.
That's like, that's seriously like it's like we all float down here.
Mm-hmm.
This guy, this clown guy that isn't dressed in a...
Floating.
God. Oh.
He's got some good drugs over there, I'll tell you that.
Oh. I'm not... Parents, don't let your kids see this guy. What a nightmare is going on here.
Yep.
Okay. All right. We're gonna hear the other one. My God is so big. I can't listen to more Conrad Flaps. This is terrifying. Going to be our new favorite background here on Amateur Hour.
I like the Jews harp in there, where boing, boing,
boing, boing.
My God is so big.
Oh, my God is so big. This is my favorite cover.
What, the
from the last while here.
Oh.
Okay, so in this next set, we're going to be introducing to you the Todd Butler Band.
Oh, my girlfriend absolutely hates this album. I was listening to it, and she's like, just screaming her head off. She's just like, this is awful.
So it's a guy, and of course, it's got to have him with the guitar, because that's usually the vanity. They're just walking around the guitar, and there's he's going to the Rose Theater. He's going to perform there. But then there's fire and an angel all around it too. Like, it's not even good Photoshop too. Like,
no,
he just layered four pictures over each other.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's like, man, I'm going to switch up the font. I'm going to switch up the font. So just to put sold out at the Rose, and sold out is,
A really bad.
Like a bad play on words.
Yes.
Because it's not spelled.
S-O-L-E, doubt.
So I don't know what he's trying to say.
His music is as good as a foot. That's what I...
Yeah, I know.
That's what I say, yeah. He rips off the Del Shannon song in the middle of the song we're going to play.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. What, the Canadian Spy?
Yeah.
So is he... Okay, is he trying to cash in on the guy who wrote Bond, or what was he doing here?
I'm honestly not sure what he's trying to... I think he's trying to be funny, but yeah. I don't find it amusing.
Yeah. So he has, yeah, such seminal hits as BC Budman, Your Parents, Cell Phone Jerk... And the government, though? Is that a question? Oh, jeez. It's, yeah, this looks terrible. So we're going to play that.
He's definitely Canadian.
Yeah.
Then we got this...
Razzmatazz.
Yeah, we got a herpes song for kids.
Oh,
yeah.
The Chicken Pox Blues.
Yeah.
For kids.
There's no cover
the Razzmatazz.
On that one.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody burned it, stuck a label on it, and threw it in the thrift store.
So there we go. But it's from, I think it was from Nova Scotia, I think, maybe. It says NS on it, but...
Does it? 902 area code, wherever that is.
Oh, well, I have no idea. No. So we're going to hear Razzmatazz for Kids, another kid album, but then we're also going to hear this Todd Butler fellow ruin Canada for us.
Yeah.
Here on Amateur Hour, where bad is good and worse seem better. CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Knows no fear, and every woman's desire gets all his high-tech gear at Canadian Tire. He's the cream of the crop from the RCMP. Oh yeah, he'll make you talk, but he has to say please. He's a Canadian spy. You'll never meet a nicer guy. He doesn't swear and he doesn't lie. He's a Canadian spy. Some spies use deadly cyanide. If he's caught with that stuff, it's back to the musical ride. He can turn a donut into a bomb. He's armed to the teeth with a note from his mom. He's a Canadian spy. You'll never meet a warmer guy. He doesn't swear and he doesn't lie. He's a Canadian spy. Play it, son. Detect now that the feds make him call collect. He goes by the book, he does what is right. He may break your legs, but he'll be polite. He's He's a Canadian spy. You'll never meet a nicer guy. He doesn't swear and he doesn't lie. He's a Canadian spy. He's a Canadian spy. He's a Canadian spy.
Woke up one morning about 9:30. Ooh, let me tell you, I wasn't feeling fine. Well, I looked in the mirror, and what did I see? I saw spots all over me because chicken pox. I had the chicken pox. I had the chicken pox. I had the chicken pox blues. It made me scratch. It made me scritch. Ooh-wee, what an awful itch. I was itching so bad. I needed a potion. So my mom, she handed me the calamine lotion. I had the chicken pox.
Bark, bark, bark.
I had the chicken pox.
Bark, bark, bark.
I had the chicken pox.
Bark, bark, bark.
I had the chicken pox blues. Oh, poor me, what's that shape I was in? I had 13 chicken pox under my chin. I just didn't know what to do. I even had one way down on my shoe. I had the chicken pox.
Bark, bark, bark.
I had the chicken pox.
Bark, bark, bark.
I had the chicken pox.
Bark, bark, bark.
I had the chicken pox blues. Well, I finally got better. So, I went back to school. I was feeling so great. I was feeling so cool. When I got in that classroom, what did I see? There was only the teacher and me, because everybody else had the chicken pox.
Bark, bark, bark.
They had the chicken pox.
Bark, bark, bark.
Had the chicken pox.
Bark, bark, bark.
Had the chicken pox blues. Had the chicken pox.
Bark, bark, bark.
Had the chicken pox. Had the chicken pox. Had the chicken pox blues. Had the chicken pox blues.
There you go. Razzma, let's not hear that ever again. Razzmatazz.
Not the Nazareth song.
Oh, and we're back here with Ben from Classical Gas Emissions talking about amazing finds that he's found at the thrift stores of the prairies, Swift Current, rural Manitoba.
Yep.
Was it Astrid?
What's that?
Manitoba? Astrid, Manitoba? Or like, where did you find... What was the other...
It was in the thrift store in actually, like, right in Swift Current.
Oh, okay.
Cool. Yep.
Yeah.
They had, I think, 2 or 3 thrift stores there. Checked one, there was nothing, and the other one was just, the whole wall was covered in CDs and tapes and things like that. I spent like two hours in there.
Now, we got a couple humdingers coming up here, so yeah. Let's talk about first Talon, and then we can get into Mr. D.
Talon,
and
this
Tommy V.
Yeah, Talon, geez. This Talon album, it's done by Sherry and Jerry Talon. They're from Ardoc, Ontario, apparently.
Now,
it's a greatest hits collection, believe it or not.
Now, the songs don't sound like I think they're going to sound like, or what people would think. Like, I'm thinking Hades hair metal.
No, not at all.
Yeah, I don't.
This is more like really bad Weather Channel music.
They shouldn't call themselves Talon, then. If you're Captain and Tennille, no, don't... Don't call yourself Demon Slayer, like, you know? Yeah,
no kidding. You look at the cover and you think it was, you know, 80s hair metal, but no, it's like, you know, it's the Weather Channel.
It's the Weather
Channel.
It's
going to be sunny with, you know, a bad chance of Sherry and Jerry.
And not the Shog type. I'm talking the red and the green. Not even nostalgia will touch it on their dinner hour.
Yeah.
Like, oh, geez. And then this one, you were complaining about how...
Mr. D's.
D's, you can go on the website and buy this album for $15.
Yeah, Tommy V, singing songs from the 50s and 60s. They didn't have room for the title on the CDs. It's on the CD, it says, Hits of the 50s and.
Couldn't even get in the 60s in there.
No.
Ran out of room.
You can go on the Mr. D's website and buy this Tommy V album for $15. You don't even get a really nice jewel case with it. You get one of the little slim ones that was made for computers or whatever.
Yeah. It looks like it's been tossed around. And, like, you know, just again, the Photoshop, like, again... The Photoshop on this is just amazing.
Yeah, and the person who bought that album was like, oh, I wasted my money on this.
Yeah, this guy.
Off to the thrift store in Asher.
Put Tommy V in the corner here.
That CD came from Arizona.
Oh. Did it?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Okay, well, someone had a little too much to drink on their trip to Arizona and came back and was like, what the hell is this?
All right,
we got to hear this.
Yep.
We'll be right back here on Amateur Hour. Bad is good, more seen better. CKUW 95.9 FM. Get ready for Talon. Okay, we're not usually jump in here on Amateur Hour, but like, you know, some of these songs I've been hearing for the first time. Again, this is called Talon, and I was pointing out while we were listening to that, we can, you know, a little more in the background here. It sounds like they were trying to make a song. They made a mistake.
Yeah.
So
they cover it up with another guitar.
Yeah. So they try to cover it up with something else, and they keep layering it into oblivion.
Yeah. It just sounds like a, you know, Portage and Maine at 4 o'clock.
When you pointed out, like, this could be, you could just strip away everything and just have their song and sing and stuff.
Yeah.
You know? But whoever's in charge here,
and just being like, you know, let's put three acoustic guitars and a theremin on here. Whoever's faux Brian Wilson on this is really...
And they've been doing this since 1979.
Ugh. You know, it's just like, oh my god, I just figured out how to do multi-tracking. You know, it's just like, oh. Okay, let's hear some Tommy V, and hopefully, you know, we don't have to, you know, try to get our $15 back here.
Yeah.
Tommy V from Mr. D.
Yeah.
Down in Arizona.
Yeah. Karaoke bar every Wednesday.
Whoo! And you're listening to Amateur Hour, where bad is good and worse is even better. And we're joined today with Ben from Classical Gas Emissions. Again, go check out his blog. It's amazing. ClassicalGasEmissions.com. It's, yeah, you'll see, there's just not enough time. Every time he comes on, he brings on a ton of music, and we never get to play all of it. So I implore you to go check it out, because it's just, you're going to laugh yourself silly.
It's about 9 years worth of stuff on there now.
And you're quite astute in your writing and reviews of it, too.
Yeah.
So we have one of your staples from the blog coming up, Kevin Hardcourt.
Kevin Hardcourt, yeah. He's I got about 4 or 5 albums by this guy, and he never gets any better.
Funny thing.
It's usually country music, and yeah, I think I referred to him as Weird Kevin Hardcourt on the blog.
Yeah,
I don't know how that happened,
but he has some endearing qualities.
Yeah, like his son came on the blog and said, "Yeah, my dad's pretty weird."
Yeah,
yeah.
So we're gonna give that a whirl, but also, like, this cover alone is just, I cannot translate this over the airwaves, but it's the side of a building, and another terrible Photoshop job. For Harry Welling and friends, And the title of the album is "Here I Am."
Yeah, and he looks like a German dictator on the side of this skyscraper here.
Yeah, he looks like a Saddam type portrait on the side of a building
with his lovely mustache and
hair
parted to the side.
Oh, it looks terrible. So anyway,
obviously somebody else said, "Hey, that's a good idea."
Yeah, totally. It's just like. Yeah, well, Harry, you should totally do that, Harry, and he did, but he seems to be connected to some of the Russian community out in Alberta, so maybe this is more of a, I don't know, maybe there was more of a Slobodan thing, but yeah. Anyway.
I like how the cover doesn't even fit in the CD case nicely either.
But we're gonna play his song "Bright Colors."
Oh yeah, it's very tropical.
Yeah. And then we'll hopefully be back to say your goodbyes and play a little more Major Conrad Flaps to end off the show. Here on Amateur Hour, your source for the weird, the wild, the wonderful, and Kevin Hardcore.
In a bar in Toledo, across from the depot, on a bar stool she took off her ring. Closer, so I walked on over, sat down and asked her name. When the drinks finally hit her, said I'm no quitter, but I finally quit living on dreams. Hungry for laughter, here ever after, I'm after whatever the other lot. Saw him and I closely watched him. I thought how he looked out of place. I came to the woman who sat there beside me. He had a strange look on his face. The big hands were callous. He looked like a mountain. For a minute I thought I was dead. He started shaking. Breaking, he turned to the woman and said, "You picked a fine time to leave me, Lucille. Four hungry children and a crop in the field. I've had some bad times, lived through some sad times. This time you're hurting, won't heal. You picked a fine time to leave me, Lucille." I ordered more whiskey. I thought how she made him look small. From the lights of the bar room to a rented hotel room, we walked without talking at all. She was a beauty, and when she came to me, she must have thought I'd lost my mind. I couldn't hold her, 'cause words ain't.
Monday morning, not a soul in sight. a friendly face to brighten my day. New day dawning, new doors and look to right. Just days of boring work ahead in my way. And all the docks are dull and busy bees are here to bring me down. And all the thing can do is black and gray. No life and light around. Ah, the city, people on the run, passing one another day by day. What a pity, not a single one, to make a bit of time to talk and stay. And then without them even slowing down, they ask you how you were, but they don't wait to take the answer in, 'cause they don't really care.
Harry Welling and Friends. It's like, yeah, it's like some sort of salsa Celtic band.
Yeah.
Wow.
With a Albertan dictator on the cover.
Yeah. There. Here he is, Henry Welling. And unfortunately, that's going to do it for another episode of Amateur Hour. I'd like to thank Ben from Classical Gas Emissions for coming on.
Always fun.
And sharing all these amazing tunes with us. We're going to give you just a taste of some more Major Conrad Flaps.
Yep, the Crosswalk Jive.
Oh, jeez.
It's 6 minutes long, but bloody awful. We won't even go that long.
No, we're just going to give you a taste because any more would just send you over the wall. So. Yeah. Anyway, Stu and the Twang Trust coming up next, so stick around to CKUW 95.9 FM.
This is the street where the cars meet my feet. And this is the crosswalk where I walk my talk. There's a lot of traffic happening with the cars zipping by. You gotta stay awake before your feet fly. Now, the crosswalk jive, it's how you safely cross the street. I said, the crosswalk jive, it's how you safely cross the street. And if you follow my math, you'll stay on your feet. Like, 101 is 2, 2 and 2 is 4. Walk, don't run, or you'll end up on the floor. Or 2 and 2 is 4, 4 and 4 is 8. The cars haven't seen you, you need to just wait. 'Cause I'm talking the crosswalk jive.
There's a voice that keeps on calling me.